Chandler, while you were sleeping, that guy from your old job called again. Oh,
again?
And again, and again, and then again. Hello. And again.
Hey, Mr. Kostlik, how's life on the 15th floor? Yeah, I miss you too. Yeah, it's a lot less satisfying to steal pens from your own home, you know? Well, that's very generous.
But look, this isn't about the money, you know? It's just I need something that's more than a job. I need something I really care about.
And that's on top of the year-end bonus structure you mentioned earlier?
A dream.
Look, Al, I'm not playing hardball here, okay? This is not a negotiation. This is a rejection. No, stop saying no. Stop saying numbers. I'm telling you, you've got the wrong guy. You've got the wrong guy. I'll see you Monday. Man.
Huh?
Wow, it's huge. So much bigger than the cubicle. Oh, this is a cube.
Look at this.
You have a window!
Yes, indeedy.
With a beautiful view of...
Oh, look! That guy's peeing.
Okay, that's enough of the view. All right, check this out. Look at this. Okay, sit down here. Sit.
Okay.
Okay, this is great. This is great. Helen, could you come in here for a moment? Thank you, Helen. That'll be all. Last time I do that, I promise.
Now, you know, she doesn't seem very warm.
I know. She has, like, no personality.
No, Wendy, don't do this to me. Wendy, we had a deal. Yeah, you promised. Wendy!
Oh. Who's that?
Wendy bailed. I have no waitress.
Oh, that's too bad. Bye-bye.
$10 an hour. $12 an hour.
Come on, I wish I could, but I've made plans to walk around.
You know, Rachel, when you ran out on your wedding, I was there for you. I put a roof over your head, and if that means nothing to you, $20 an hour.